Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The activities of lawmakers, government, and other public entities are under intense scrutiny these days, which means that businesses need to be aware of the legal ramifications of their interactions with these organizations. Michael Birchstead is an attorney with Collins & Lacey in Columbia and the head of their new government ethics and compliance practice. Today he's in our studio. Michael, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Collins & Lacey found you at a government agency.
They did. I was general counsel of the State Ethics Commission. I prosecuted all potential violations of the Ethics Act, but also provided advice to people who were impacted in some way by the Ethics Act who wanted to get some guidance before they got into any kind of issues.
Walk us through some of the common pitfalls that you see businesses face when they're conducting, I guess, business with lawmakers. Of course, lobbyists are the first thing that comes to most people's minds.
Sure. It's been in the public realm for the last year or two about some criminal prosecutions related to lawmakers. And in the course of that, certain businesses that have been interacting with these lawmakers have come under scrutiny as well. I mean, you can be talking to a legislator about, for instance, a procurement issue under the law that's probably not going to be lobbying.
Now, if I'm just a business owner, I want to go down and talk to my legislator, my representative, I've got an issue. I can do that, right? I don't need to register.
Yes, you can go down and talk to your legislator about a business issue. If that discussion goes into trying to influence them to vote on a certain issue, you could probably do that as well. If you start having those kind of conversations on a regular basis, and especially if you're doing it on behalf of a business, if you're compensated for it, I mean, that could travel over into the land where it's considered lobbying.
We've got the holidays right around the corner. I want to invite some legislators to a party at my company. Can I do that?
Sure. If you yourself are not a lobbyist, that is perfectly acceptable. You may have to consider certain issues that the party could be considered a gift. So whether you're a lobbyist or not, then it could be reportable. If it's a situation where it could be perceived as entertaining somebody and it's in exchange for something else, that could be an issue. If you are a lobbyist or you work for a lobbyist principal, there are certain additional considerations that need to be had. I mean, particularly with lobbyists, they can't give a cup of coffee to a public official.
Now, then we also have an election right around the corner. What are the important things a business owner needs to know about supporting a candidate through the business or individually?
Certainly any individual, maybe with the exception of a lobbyist, has the right to support a candidate of their choice financially. So if I'm an individual and I own a business, I can give the maximum amount to the candidate of my choice and give the maximum amount by my business. If, however, I own a sole proprietorship, that business is seen as being an extension of me individually under the Ethics Act.
Now, the state Supreme Court recently ruled that chambers of commerce are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. How important was that ruling for our business community?
Well, I think it's a very important ruling. I'm interested to see how that decision is applied to other organizations and not just chambers of commerce, because as I read the decision, a lot of it was made, you know, based on the particularity of how this Chamber of Commerce was receiving these public funds. So I don't think it could be said all the way down the line that any kind of business receiving public funds doesn't need to worry about FOIA. To the contrary, I mean, I think FOIA is something that every business needs to be at least aware of when they're doing business with the government.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Michael Birchstead is an attorney with Collins & Lacey in Columbia, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.